The Scot.
Underwriting for Rendezvous des Cajuns live from the Liberty Theater in Eunice is provided in part by the Best Stop Supermarket in Scott.
CajunTravel.com, the John Guillory Allstate Insurance Company of Eunice, Louisiana, the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana, and the Cajun French Music Association. Entertaining you tonight, the Fugitive Poets, folk music, and Blake J. Miller and the Vermilion Playboys. Your host this evening, a freelance writer and the Director of Communications at the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, Mr. Herman Fuselier. So, let's give a warm Cajun welcome to the Fugitive Poets.
How y'all doing?
Good!
All right, Terry, settle down.
It looks like the sunshine at last. Well, oh girl, I've seen you in bad times, and many a night that you cried. It seems at last all the tears are in the past, and the dance has taken you in stride. It was so long, hard to keep that smile upon your face. Farewell till we see you again. I guess if it was right what Roy Rogers said, happy trail can really go to. Happy trail coming right to you. Your door with a heart so true and love made just for you. It's time to take a chance once more. Take a spin on that dance floor and twirl up that skirt. If you dare put your heels in the air, and when you come down where your feet won't touch the ground, your love is standing right there. So long, hard to keep that smile upon your face. Farewell till we see you again. I guess it was right, but boy, right, you said, happy trail can really come true. Happy trails coming right at you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're live at the Liberty Theater, Rendezvous the Kajian program. We'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight and tuning in on the radio. Later on, we'll be entertained by Blake Miller and the Vermilion Playboys, but right now, the Fugitive Poets are with us. And introduce you all to the band members. Adrian Percy on guitar and banjo. Also on guitar, Donald Hood.
Thank you.
And on mandolin, Alan Martin. And on banjo and tenor guitar, Heather...
Fire Robin.
Say that again.
Fire Robin.
Fire Robin. That's spelled F-E-I-E-R-O-B-O-N-E-L.
The good looking one.
Heather Fire Robin. Also on bass, Joel Walker.
Yeah.
Fiddle, we have Doc Cheney.
Fiddling Doc Cheney.
And Garden Graham on dobro. Guys, welcome to the Liberty Theater. First song was that Phyllis's Trail song, and now Alligator Slippers we got next?
Alligator Slippers.
There's a story behind that song that sounds pretty interesting.
Well, doesn't everybody here have a pair of alligator slippers?
Or a pair of
lake shrimp boots? This is one by the band lake player, Alan.
Yeah, this is kind of an imaginary song about being an alligator hunter. The only thing it doesn't have in it is the words, shoot 'em. I don't have that in there yet. I had to work on that. Well, I lost three fingers in Alligator Bay. I saw him coming just a little too late. Well, he thought he'd get away, thought he'd do all right. Now I wear him on my feet by the fire at night. Wearing alligator slippers, drinking watermelon wine. Well, the boys drug me out to a fade of dough. I met a pretty little girl from Thibodeau. Well, I knew she was a keeper, I knew I was in love. Is a Cajun boy's dream. Back in the swamp with a Cajun queen.
Living in the swamp suits me just fine.
Wearing alligator slippers, drinking watermelon wine.
I said living in the swamp suits me just fine.
Wearing alligator slippers, drinking watermelon
Mr. Alan Morton right there.
All right, Alligator Slippers. Guys, it's not your first time here at the Liberty, correct?
No, we were here last year, September 17th.
Second time here in September. Where's the band based out of?
We're Baton Rouge and St. Francisville.
Oh, okay. So I didn't have to travel too far to get here.
No. Yeah. Just far enough.
Good deal. Good deal. Well, it's a pleasure to have y'all. So our Thanks next number up, These Old Blues.
Traditional bluegrass. Kick it over there, eh?
1, 2, 3.
These old blues, they've got me down. Since my sweet thing ain't around, I'm as blue as I could be. Just as blue as me, Lucy. This morning, feeling so blue. Stayed up all night thinking of you. Tossed and turned, tears in my eyes, wondering why we said goodbye. These old blues, they've got me down. Since my sweet thing ain't around, I'm as blue as I can be, just as blue. She's gone, what can I do? It's too late to start anew. But true love, it's hard to find. It's too late, turn back the time. These old blues, they've got me down. Since my sweet thing ain't around, I'm as blue as I can be. Just as blue.
Thank you. We got some crackling going, but we're still going to sing through it.
Yeah, we'll get that snap, crackle, and pop fixed in just a little bit. These Old Blues from the Fugitive Poets. Guys, y'all been together about, 10 years or so, I believe?
Yeah, we got together, Adrian and myself and Alan got together with Joel in the back, and we said, we know, we like to write songs, and a lot of the stuff we do is our own stuff. And it's a miracle we stay together because it's like herding cats.
Uh-oh.
When we get together.
And I know we don't look old enough to have been together for 10 years.
Yeah, we do. Except Miss Heather. She keeps us honest.
So how did y'all get together? Were y'all just jamming bluegrass or how'd that all start?
Actually, like five of us went to Baton Rouge High.
Okay, all right.
So
classmates.
Me and Don and Doc, and so we kind of knew each other from way back when and just playing together for a lot of years.
Okay. Always bluegrass or any other kind of
music? Oh, no. We do a lot of different stuff. We play the songs we like to play. We play a lot of covers, but they're obscure covers.
Oh, okay. And, all right. The good kind. I like those obscure covers.
Like the next one.
Exactly.
Well, this one's not an obscure cover. I wrote this one.
Oh. Original Wild Mountain Honey, Fugitive Poets, here on Rendezvous de Cajun.
Drinking that wild mountain honey is the best thing I ever did. I found that golden treasure one night out on the ridge. If you hear me say I've had enough, then you know I must be dead. 'Cause that wild mountain honey is the best thing I ever had. One night long about a year ago, a really good thing happened. then put me under and pour that honey all over my feet. Drinking that wild mountain honey's the best thing I ever did. Down that golden treasure will never be overhead. If you hear me say I'm dead, no, you know I must be dead. Cause that wild mountain honey's the best thing I ever did.
Mountain Honey.
Thank you so much.
So, Heather, there's a story behind that. That's an original, you said, right?
That's right.
Any inspiration from?
Maybe something sweet inspired me on that.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Thanks.
Fugitive Poets here with us on the Rendezvous de Cajan program. Evangeline, next song. Snap, crackle, and pop once again. We'll get it straight.
Said he'd return.
Thank you.
We should have warned y'all we were doing a waltz. We didn't.
You can find us on web, www.thefugitivepoets.com. We'd appreciate that. Y'all sign up and become a friend with us, and we will be sure to let you know where we're playing next.
Yes, and the website, The Fugitive Poets, and also on Facebook, if you want to like us there, you can find out more about where we'll be appearing next.
And we will have some CDs in the back after we play. And we thank y'all so much. We thank the Liberty for having us back so much. Really do appreciate that.
Good to have y'all.
What a wonderful theater, and it's and a great program every Saturday night.
A historic place, been around a long time. This next song, Leaving Louisiana, do y'all get to do some traveling much?
And,
okay.
Not as a band.
We've been to Slaughter.
Not as a band. We all have day jobs.
Oh, okay. Everybody's got a day job.
Last week.
Mississippi last week?
Been to Mississippi, Alabama. Yesterday.
Okay. A little bit of traveling. Cool.
Traveling man left her mama crying with her head.
Leaving Louisiana, the Fugitive Poets. Guys, y'all mentioned a few minutes ago everybody's got a day job. What do y'all do? What's the day job for everybody?
Well, the fiddle player is a watchmaker by trade over in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, working on antique clocks primarily.
Watchmaker, cool. Wow.
Don't get that every day, I'll bet.
No, not at all. Uh-uh.
And I do market research.
Okay.
Boo.
I teach drama.
Okay.
I coach football track and teach and do that kind of stuff.
Oh, all right, good. Good deal.
And Gordon back here is a furniture maker of some renown up in St. Francisville.
Okay.
And Joel Walker races motorcycles.
Hey, all right.
Retired from the LSU Department of Veterinary Science.
Very
He's
nice.
He's been known
Very
to ride nice. A bull every now and then, too.
And Alan, our mandolin player, is an art teacher.
So we've got teachers, market researchers, a little bit of everything in the band. Cool. All right. So up next to y'all, truck driving man.
Yeah, let's do a Teamster song. How about that?
All right.
I pulled in a roadhouse in Texas. It was a little place called Hamburger Dance. And I heard that old jukebox a-playing a song about a truck driving man.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play me that truck driving man.
Then brought me some coffee. I thanked her and I called her back again. I said that old song sure does hit me, 'cause I am a truck driving man.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play me that truck driving man.
I climbed back aboard my old semi, and like a flash I was gone. I got them old truck wheels a-rolling, and I'm on my way to San Antonio.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play me that truck driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play me that truck driving man.
Pour me another cup of coffee, for it is the best in the land.
And I'll put a nickel in the jukebox and play me that truck driving man.
Yeah,
and play me that truck driving man.
Even got a little air horn action on that last, courtesy of the fiddle player. But guys, this will be our last song. Any certain place people can see y'all play on a regular basis around Baton Rouge, St. Francisville?
Magnolia Cafe in St. Francisville, Chelsea's in Baton Rouge. Where else, guys?
Just keep an eye out for us in the paper or on Facebook. www.thefugitivepoets.com.
Okay, all right, good.
Also, there's a music school this summer, July 7th and 8th, the Songbird Music School, where I'll be teaching voice and Alan will be teaching mandolin. If you want to check that out at the Birdman Cafe, the Songbird Music School. That's on the web, too.
All right, very good. We sure appreciate y'all coming out. Now, I have Ode to Billy Joe on. That's the next one. Are y'all going to switch around?
We just have one more. We'll skip to the end.
Yes, this is it. Yeah. All right.
Caleb Murray lived alone in them hollering pines, and he made a little bit of sport for himself, and it helped pass the time. So one evening at the back of my house, Caleb come around, and he called my name till I went out, no one else around. Caleb Murray, ghost is gone with them rattling chains, but when I go sleep at night, don't you call my name.
One more time, y'all, for the Fugitive Poets.
Thank you.
Second appearance here at the Rendezvous de Cajun at the Liberty Theater.
Thank you.
And like you mentioned, y'all can keep up with them on Facebook and on the also on the internet, the website, thefugitivepoets.com. And I'd like to welcome y'all again to the Rendezvous de Cajun radio and TV program. This time of the program, we always like to visit with some of our out-of-state or out-of-the-country visitors. So any visitors here tonight, just raise your hand. We'd like to find out where you're from. Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Welcome. Thank you very much. Anybody down here? Yes, yes.
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. That's
Iowa City, Iowa.
Iowa City, Iowa. Now, how'd you guys find out about us, about the Liberty Theater?
We're on our bicycles, and one of the guys planned the trip, and he knew about it.
Oh, okay, cool. Now, how many bikers are here with us tonight? Is there a name for the group of bicyclers? Or? Now, where did y'all start, and where are y'all ending up at?
We started in Bro Bridge, and we're making a big circle around Cajun country and ending back in Bro Bridge in another couple.
Okay, so from Bro Bridge for a couple of days. All right. For a week, all right. So y'all got to do a lot of eating. That's a lot of riding there. No, that's not hard to do. Welcome. Glad to have everybody. Yes, sir.
Seattle.
Seattle, Washington. Glad to have you. From France, de la France. Bienvenue. All right. Visitor down here? Los Angeles, California. Good to have you. Anybody in the back here? Yes.
New York City.
Welcome. All right. Let's see who we have, what visitors we have on the other side. Did I miss any visitors up here? Okay. From England? From London. Good. Good to have you guys. Thank you for coming. Yes, sir. Bellevue, Washington. Oh, some guys from Seattle. Y'all know those folks? It can't be that big of a state, huh? Yes. Tallahassee, Florida. All right, good to have you. Any visitors back here? Any other visitors? Who? Where are you from? Lake Charles. Oh no, that's not a. Oh, you gotta be from out of town, out of state. Where are you from? Ville Platte. No, that doesn't count either. That's right down the road. No. Well, wherever you're from, near or far, again, we would like to welcome y'all to the Rendezvous the Cajun program here at the Liberty Theater in Eunice. Glad y'all having a good time. We're going to have some good Cajun music coming up for you. And be sure if you can come back next week, it's going to be a real good program next week. Birthday celebration for the legend himself, D.L. Menor, the guy that did The Back Door and so many great songs. And there's also Vin Bruce, one of the great voices of Cajun music. He'll be part of that program too. And they'll both be playing with the Jambalaya Cajun Band. That's next Saturday, April 21st. And the longtime MC Barry Onsele will be back for that one too. So very good program. Coming up on that. And then the week after that, April 28th, a favorite of the Liberty Theater, Jackie and all the Cajun cousins. They'll be here for sure, sounding good. And tell y'all about a few other things going on in the area. Right down the road, there's a place called Lakeview Park and Beach on Highway 13, just about 3 miles north of here. An old dance hall that's been re-restored, and they always have barn dances every Saturday night. And tonight, starting at 8 o'clock, will be a band called Straight Whiskey. I think they play Cajun music and little country music. Straight Whiskey tonight at Lakeview Park and Beach. And on April 21st, it'll be Cajun on Demand. And April 28th, you can catch Kyle Huval and the Dixie Club Ramblers. That's all at Lakeview Park and Beach on Highway 13, just north of Eunice. If you need a direct address, it's 1717 Veteran Memorial Highway in Eunice. And also coming up in June at Lakeview Park and Beach, this will be on June 8th and 9th, they'll have the barbecue by the beach. It's a benefit for the Boy Scouts troop and the crew number 425. Activities will start this coming Friday, start on the Friday with the hamburger competition. There'll be children's activities, music, all kind of good stuff. Lakeview Park and Beach, June 8th and 9th. So I just got the signal that we're ready. Now time for some good French music. Y'all can waltz, dance, two-step to Blake J. Miller and the Vermilion Playboys.
Le bouchon dans l'autre main.
e ma fa maligoni molti pochi che vera si si muovono a marcia e l'ordi grosso mai fa si si muovono a marcia o l'ordi grosso mai fa la schemba lo fa ancora nella motivo.
Blake J. Miller and the Vermilion Playboys with the country and the world in a jug. Let's introduce y'all to the Vermilion Playboys. Right to my left on steel, David Higginbotham. And the fiddle player, Mitch Shakeschneider. Over on bass, we have Chad Cormier. And back on the drums and singing the first number, that was Joe Baudouin. Oh, Joe, you got a fan club here, huh?
Yes, sir, brought them myself.
All right, brought your own fan club. And up front on the accordion, Blake J. Miller. He's got his fan club, too.
As you can tell, we paid them their $20.
Oh, okay. Oh, you paid for them to come in. All right.
Yeah.
So they got a lot of good clapping to do, a lot of good dancing, plenty of dance room. So next one, Alonzo Lafayette.